you seem to be saying, or you were saying in your previous comments, that that you can profitably farm these lower value species in a RAS system.
Correct. Basically, you got to think about it, like in Asia, right? Usually, these we consider tilapia to be the cheapest fish in Asia, especially China, Vietnam, Taiwan. So these fish farmer, they only make about 10 cents, 20 cents per pound to raise these fishes. But if we were to raise these fish in US, my net profit margin is $1. It's almost like 12 times more for raising the same fish, you know, just different locations. So, and the reason we're using RAS is because we are able to control the environment in a more smaller scale of water. Our tanks is like 100 tons compared to, if you were trying to control the water quality of 1 hectare of water, then that's a lot, right? If I want to turn this 100 hectare of water into seawater, it's going to be a problem. So like everybody else says, the design, the cost of RAS really determines your profit margin. And because NOSERA, we can develop a system that is cheap enough that I can recover my cost in 3 years. Because COVAX, we actually have requests from the US. You know, a lot of my friends, we got requests from the Brazilian government. Can you build a family size system? Can you build a system that I can put in my backyard? And we did. We actually built a 10-meter system with independent filtration system, independent biomass system in a tank that's only about 10 meters wide, 1.5 meter high, and that can be operated by itself. And the most important, the beauty of this system is it only takes me 1 kilowatt, okay, to power the whole RAS. Okay, think about that, 1 kilowatt of power. Okay, so that's how efficient that we are right now. And to increase the density of, you know, this high density fish farming, we actually equip with our own design of oxygen generator. Okay, so our tanks are filled with oxygens, not water bubbles. So to extend, if I want to put 5,000 kilo, 10,000 kilo into a tank, I just turn on my oxygen generator and the fish will survive. So it's like economy of scale. So right now, because we had a press release, we're going to co-develop a 60 hectare of industrial park for fish farming in Taiwan. We got invited to Georgia. So right now we are in discussion, NOSERA is almost like the TSMC of fish farming in Taiwan, okay? So we have the whole supply chain of hatchery, you know, fish farming, fish feed, processing and frozen storage. So the state of Georgia, Atlanta in the US, actually is inviting the Taiwanese government to go over there and invest and build a whole supply chain. So if we were to build, you know, I did a math, right? If I were to invest $300 million in build 5,000 tanks, we're going to make about $100 million to $100 in a year. So talking about margin, the margin is big. If you can massively produce this fish in a controlled environment. So that's why when people start talking about salmon, sturgeon, it's not that hard to farm sturgeon. Okay, it's just water. What kind of water? You know, what kind of equipment? The design is how do you produce equipment that everybody can afford? And I think that's the most important part. And with NOSERA, we are able to do that.
Right. That's great.